Yes, sir. Another episode coming straight to you from the Missing Media You podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're a part of the world living in. You just have a good one, okay? Have y'all heard about that new COVID-19 strand called Albatron? Albatron is a killer out here, goddammit. I heard Albatron is the distant cousin of the Decepticons, and he be battling against Optimus Prime and the Autobots. I can't wait till Optimus Prime says, "Autobots, roll out. We're about to do battle with Albatron and the Decepticons and Starscream and shit." God damn. Albatron is a killer out here. Hell, I heard if you get one whiff of Albatron, you're going to goddamn immediately transform into a coffin. Jesus Christ. I don't know what the hell's going on with Albatron. Albatron is a killer out here. Shit. Albatron is a damn deadly ass disease out here. You get one whiff of that, you won't breathe again. No, sir, no, ma'am. Hell. My thing of it is, I was telling my coworkers, hold on one second, folks. I was telling my coworkers, and I was saying, how come when some new strand of COVID-19 come out, y'all come up with clever names, but they white people names? Hell, they be having some goddamn very good white people names. They be labeling these damn strands of viruses, and how come y'all never once out of the five strands of viruses, how come they're not labeled for black people? Have a black person's name, you know, so we can, goddamn it, talk among us and talk about the latest strand of COVID-19. I got a clever name for the next strand of COVID-19. I think y'all should call it Laquisha. Hell, one whiff of Laquisha, hell, you're going to have child support for like 18 plus years. Jesus Christ. One whiff of... Hell, Shaquisha is your former baby mama. Jesus Christ. I didn't know a damn virus can become your baby mama. Jesus Christ. Laquisha is a killer out here on these goddamn streets. God damn. We need to do something about Laquisha. Hell, y'all better mask up and get them goddamn it, and get them goddamn vitamins and them booster shots and them vaccine shots and them goddamn health protocols up and then come. And Jesus Christ, I know one goddamn thing, that Albatron is a killer out here. God damn, Albatron. God damn. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is, Jesus Christ, you know, a lot of stuff goes down at my neighborhood, and my neighborhood is like a small window of society, okay? Everything that's going on in society, hell, I run into in my neighborhood. Now, case in point, you know, I'm just minding my own goddamn business, taking my trash out. And now I told y'all about the old couple that would argue, and the wife would put his old man out, and he'd be out there living in wilderness, hell, communicating with the goddamn lions and tigers and bears and shit. Hell, is that a goddamn deer, Jesus? Talking to the crows and goddamn vultures and shit. And he's out here among the goddamn animals out here in the wild. He's doing a real Bear Grylls man versus wild. But he don't have no choice. He just got put out of his own home, okay? So, y'all remember I talked about that couple. I think he no longer lives there, all right? I don't hear too much arguing going on, so maybe he done moved on and probably living with his goddamn nephews or sisters or brothers or uncles or whatever the case may be, all right? And now, it seems like this young couple is taking the place of the old couple, because now this young couple, they don't argue as frequent as the old couple, but they do argue. And let me tell you, folks, it is some very clever entertainment right there. You know, I gotta get my popcorn when I hear them yelling at each other. Well, when I hear her yelling at him, you know, he's just a big ass puss, because, you know, he ain't got no job, ain't got no future, he ain't got nowhere to go, okay? So he's got to deal with this crazy ass heifer, because, hell, you know, the alternative is all by myself in the wilderness, his goddamn self. Now, he done adapt. He's a little different than the old guy. The old guy would push back on his wife, you know, and ultimately, he ends up getting kicked out. But now, this guy don't push back, okay? Whatever she wants him to do, he's going to do it, okay? And I have seen him a time or two sleeping in his goddamn car. Hell, it's 11 o'clock in the goddamn 11 o'clock at night, and your ass is sleeping in your goddamn car like it's in an apartment or something. You got your comforter and pillows and all that shit, and you just chilling and shit, okay? And then I've seen him a time or two basically just sit there in his goddamn car, and his car is his goddamn new place of home. Okay, so now he got two motherfucking homes. He's got an apartment with his baby mama, and whenever she kicks him out, he immediately go to his car. Now, he done gotten real comfortable in that goddamn car, so much so that the baby mama is going, wait a minute, when I put him out, he perceives that as a motherfucking reward, okay? And I'm going like, what the fuck, okay? He's really enjoying, you know, laying his goddamn head on that front seat of that goddamn car. So that led to her busting his motherfucking windows out, okay? So now he's got a passenger driver's side window busted out and a front side driver window busted out. So now when it gets cold and shit, he ain't got no goddamn window to roll up, okay? He's got AC every day, all day, 24/7. He's got fresh air going in and out of that goddamn car on a constant basis, okay? So now, all right, I heard them. Like I said, I was like minding my own business, but, you know, secretly, I had my ear game on, okay? And then they was arguing back and forth. So this is how the argument started. So he's bringing the kids in the house, okay? And as he's bringing the kids in the house, okay, I noticed it was going to be already an argument. Because you know why I thought it was going to be an argument? Because none of them goddamn kids had no coat on. They ain't had no coat to themselves. They had their coats wrapped. They had their coats wrapped on the side of them and shit. Ain't no, none of them three kids had no coat on, okay? They was carrying their coat, okay? But they was using their coat as a scarf, but none of them kids had a coat that they had, they didn't have their coats on, all right? And I knew that was going to be an argument. So, as I was coming down the steps, I can hear her grumbling and saying a lot of goddamn words. And she haven't even seen what I have already saw, okay? So she's already mad, all right? So I don't know why she's mad, but she's mad, okay? And then when she saw all three of them kids with no motherfucking coat on, okay, and his ass, his big ass got a coat on, okay? So the only motherfucker that's got a big coat on is the goddamn dad, but the three kids, okay, they ain't got no motherfucking coat on, okay? Now, she starts arguing with him, and he says, oh, we wasn't gonna be out here that long. I was just gonna put him in the house. He's just trying to make up a goddamn pitiful ass excuse. We should put them goddamn coats on. You know, you need to do everything. You need to exercise all your resources to make sure that there ain't gonna be no argument, all right, you know, coming near you, okay? So you need to eliminate any possibilities of an argument. And this motherfucker was not trying, not ever, okay? So then I heard her say, you know, you see, and see, that's why your ass is going to be in the car for the next 3 days, because you don't want to act right. Okay, so now he's not even a father no more. He's not even a man. He's not even a boy, okay? Now he's just a slave, okay? And hell, there are slaves in heaven that's saying, hell, we had it bad, but we ain't had it that goddamn bad, okay? She done took all his, she done took his soul, his rights, his freedoms, his goddamn confidence, okay, swagger, okay, you know, she done took everything away from this motherfucker, okay? Now, he's just there, okay? So he's not even a dad, a baby dad, a father, a boy. He just nothing, okay, to her, all right? Now she done threatened that he don't act right, he's gonna be sitting in that car for 3 more motherfucking days. I'm like, she using this goddamn car like a prison sentence. Like, she's judge, jury, and executioner, okay? And basically giving, say the court has ruled that your trifling ass is gonna be in the car for the next 4 days with 2 windows already busted out. I hope it's snowing them 3 days. I hope it's cold as a motherfucker them goddamn 3 days. Cause them that cold can really goddamn, wake your ass up in a heartbeat now, can it? All right. So now she's hanging that over his head. All right. So, I have a question, ladies. Now, I know there's a lot of ladies out there that's in a relationship like that where you running things. You don't think your man shit. He ain't never gonna be shit. He ain't about shit. You know, you just treat him all wrong. You think he's, he's nothing to you, this, that, and the third, and you can replace him, and you can do better, and all this bullshit. But here's my point, ladies, okay, including, I hope the heifer that's putting out her boyfriend hears this shit, too. Here's my point, ladies, okay, now, you up here saying that he ain't shit, okay, and I get all that shit, but here's my thing, okay, this is what makes you look worse than your boyfriend, okay? You picked them, you chose them, you fucked them, and now you got a baby by him, but he ain't shit. So what that says about you, huh? Come again. What that says about you, okay? That just says, what that says about you is you're not just a good picker, okay? Now, everybody makes mistakes, okay? Everybody makes mistakes, okay? But you gotta learn from your mistakes. But after 3 or 4 attempts, it's not a mistake no more. It's just not you just make bad fucking choices. That's all you do, okay? You just fuck up any goddamn thing, all right? If you got 3 kids by a guy and you say that he ain't shit, then you ain't shit either, okay? You ain't shit, the kids ain't shit, your grandpappy ain't shit, your mammy ain't shit, your daddy ain't shit, okay? Everybody ain't shit, okay? Because you just don't know how to pick a good man. And hold up, wait a minute. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of guys that's going to be standing up and all this bullshit, but hold up, guys. Hold up, guys. I'm going to give you some work, too, goddamn, because some of you guys out there, you ain't shit, too, because you be having some questionable decisions. You up here trying to turn a stripper into a motherfucking housewife, okay? Like that Brittany Reynolds, Brittany Grimes, whatever the fuck that bitch name is, done got pregnant by that NBA player, all right? And he thought that he was in love. He was going to turn a goddamn a stripper into a motherfucking housewife, and that's the worst goddamn rule you could possibly ever break. And now she done ran off from you, and now she's threatening child support and all this bullshit, but in the meanwhile, she can't even take care of her goddamn self. She ain't got a roof over her motherfucking head, okay? She up here popping and making, she up here making a baby, but ain't got a roof over her goddamn head, okay? But guys, we pick some bad ones. We pick losers, okay? You picked her, you chose her, you fucked her, you got a baby by her. So what that says about you guys, huh? What that says about you? Some people out here just ain't worth, just ain't a relationship material. You just ain't relationship material, man and woman, okay? I feel like some of y'all should just be by your goddamn self, make the world a whole lot better, stop populating the population with kids with people that you can't stand, okay? Because they're going to grow up, and then they're gonna have a problem with people, and then they're gonna turn into you. People can't stand these motherfuckers, and now you got to deal with this motherfucker because 23 years ago, his mammy and his daddy created him, but they didn't have no respect for one another. He called her a hoe, and she said he ain't shit, okay, and pops a motherfucking baby. So now this baby is already behind the 8-ball and shit, okay? That's all the fuck I gotta say on that, all right? You picked them, you chose them, you fuck them. Now, what that says about you, huh? And the same thing goes for women and men as well, okay? So, I was watching on the interwebs, and I saw a TikTok video, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it sounds like true to me. Okay, so apparently, you know, the couple just arguing, and they're videotaping it. Okay, no big surprise there. Now everybody wants to put their business out there on social media. All right, so they arguing back and forth. He's calling her all types of bitches, heifers and hoes. And she's up here saying, nigga, you ain't shit. You ain't gonna never be shit. You just ain't shit. And they going back and forth. And then, guys, I'm gonna tell you something. If you got a secret, please do not tell your secret with your significant other if you're not sure that your significant other is trustworthy, okay? So apparently, she said, okay, well, okay then, all right, cool. Well, what about that motherfucking time I had that dildo and I was fucking you up in the ass and you was coming all over the goddamn place? I ain't shit, huh? And then when she said that, he immediately went Rambo mode. He just went, oh, he said, you promised you never was going to tell nobody that shit. Now, yeah, she promised you when y'all was in love, but now y'all hate one another, so all that shit's going to come out. All that shit's going to come out. Hell. You up here talking about your man ain't shit, but you just a couple of weeks ago was on your knees sucking this dick. Now, what that says about you, okay? You gonna suck a dick of somebody that you don't like? You might just say you sucking stranger dicks. That's all I'm saying. You got all these goddamn malicious dicks in your goddamn mouth, okay? And you don't like the motherfucker, but you just down there on your knees sucking your dick. Now, what that says about you? You don't like her, but she put a strap on and fucked you all in the ass, and you felt good about that shit. You thought that they were gonna keep that to herself. Now she broadcasting that shit out loud. Let me tell you something, guys. She probably already done told some of her best friends about y'all little sexual escapades in the bedroom. Okay, that's all I gotta say on that. Okay, and then some comedian, some guy on Facebook, on Instagram was arguing with his baby mama. And his baby mama, talking about she done cheated him, done violated on him, and got a baby by him, but she swore up and down he's not going to be in the baby's life, and stay up here. She's up here fighting on him. Now he's got a big-ass black eye, looking like a miniature Day-Day. He got a big, fat-ass black eye, okay? And he's on Instagram Live, okay? Where are your priorities, sir? You need to immediately get out of that broken home, immediately. You should be staying with your goddamn friends, families, and followers, okay? And you need to get out of that situation, okay? That's not helping you or her, okay? That's all the fuck I'm saying on that shit, okay? That's not helping you or her, all right? And maybe your ass should, and then the motherfucker had a GoFundMe, and the GoFundMe said, please, I'm raising money so I can get out of my baby mama's house. Oh, so you mean to tell me, okay, you ain't got no job to your name, okay? No motherfucking job to your name. You ain't got two jobs to your name. With all this goddamn going on in the world today, these companies are begging people to come in there and work, and your ass ain't even thinking about a job. You ain't even talking or discussing about a motherfucking job, okay? And all this shit's going on, all right? And you ain't tell me you ain't got no job here. So now you on GoFundMe, okay? And then he raised some money. Seems like there's some goddamn simps out there, some sorry ass people out there with plenty of money in their goddamn wallets and pocketbooks that's willing to goddamn donate some money to a motherfucker that ain't got no goddamn money. So his GoFundMe got hacked, and now it's alleged that now the money's gone, okay? Now a lot of people putting two and two together. Maybe that's your baby mama, you know? Maybe that's your baby mama, or maybe it's just a host, okay, a hoax. I don't know, okay? I just don't fucking know. But my thing of it is, y'all gonna have to get out of these goddamn toxic-ass relationships, okay? You just gonna have to get out of them toxic-ass relationships, because guess what, folks, okay? It doesn't make you look good, okay? There are no victims in these toxic-ass relationships. Now, there is the extreme. where, you know, the wife, or where the man beats up on the woman, or the woman beats up on the man, but majority of the time it's the man beating up on the woman, okay? And now the police are involved, all right? And you put your hands on her, and now you possibly getting ready to go to jail for domestic violence, okay? Not to say that women don't goddamn put their hands on men. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. But the majority of these domestic violence cases are men putting their hands on a woman. That's all I gotta say on that, okay? So, y'all need to get out of these toxic-ass relationships and stop trying to find somebody to have a relationship and have a relationship with God. How about that? Have a relationship with Jesus Christ, okay? Get to know yourself. Familiarize your motherfucking self. Have you ever thought about that? Instead of trying to hook up with somebody to be the new power couple of 2021, okay? Maybe you need to have some alone time and look yourself in the mirror and say to yourself, self, what the fuck I'm doing wrong? What the fuck am I doing wrong? Is Jesus going to goddamn give me someone that loves me for me? That's all I'm trying to figure out, okay? Well, that's all I got for today. Tell me what you think. Rate, comment, subscribe. I'll see y'all guys next week, okay? Same bat time, same bat channel. Maybe not too early, but it will be the same. It will be somewhere in this time, okay? It's your boy. And I'm mad. Guys, don't get put out this winter. Hell, it's too goddamn cold out there to be getting put out this goddamn winter.